This is Arsene Wenger. Welcome to FIFA Training Center.
You're listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Training Center podcast. Throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup in Qatar, we're taking you inside the game like never before. This fly-on-the-wall audio experience puts you inside the car with our team of experts as they travel to all 64 matches at the FIFA World Cup. The final whistle has blown in the game between Tunisia and France. You are now entering the minds of some of the world's finest football brains.
Welcome back, everyone. My name is Arnie Barres. I'm joined in the car by our technical experts, Farid Mondragon, Jürgen Klinsmann, Duri Cha, as well as FIFA's Chris Loxton and Harry Lowe. Welcome, guys. What a tough night for Tunisia. A fantastic performance and a well-deserved win were not enough to take them through due to Australia's win over Denmark. Duri, what are your thoughts on Tunisia? They certainly can be proud of themselves, can't they?
Yeah, I think not only today, I think over the three games was a joy to watching the Tunisia team, and not only the team, the spectators, the fans also. They created a great atmosphere in the stadium always. Yeah, and today they need 3 points, and they stay very good again in the mid block, and defensive work was very well. They had the good transition moments, so 1-0 against French is a great result, but not enough to qualify for the next round.
And they showed a lot of enthusiasm and passion and always trying to play forward, but you mentioned something to me in the first half that they could have probably scored or earlier or created more chances if they had been able to bring more players into the box. Can you explain that?
Yeah, they defended with 5-2-3 system. That means that the fullbacks coming back in the five back, and if they win the ball in the midfield zone, then in the transition moment, this is a long way for the players, and they have only three in top, and one player make the run to the flank, then they have only one, maximum two players, and it was a problem in the first half. A lot of many good crosses coming into the box, but they have only not enough players in the box who can score the goal. And French had a good transition moment. In the transition moments, they come quick in the block and defended it very well. So that was the problem in the first half.
And Jürgen, when we look at France, obviously we have to talk about their starting lineup and the 9 changes that Didier Deschamps made. How do you feel about that quite radical decision?
Yeah, it's not surprising. They're saying they're resting the starting 11, obviously, for the knockout phase with the superstars, especially Mbappé, Rabiot in midfield, Griezmann, Dembélé. Those are the difference makers for this French team. So they decided not to play them today from the beginning on. They did similar in the 1998 World Cup when they won the World Cup in their third group stage game. Aimé Jacquet, the former French coach, did the same thing as Didier Deschamps now. I think it backfired. It backfired negatively today because they lost the game. They deserved to lose because Tunisia was the better team. Was giving more in this entire match over the 90 minutes. I think obviously when at the end Mbappé and Griezmann and Rabiot, when they came in, it changed a bit. You know, the dynamic of the game changed, but it was too late then to correct the result. Griezmann had a goal, but it was disallowed for offside position, which was right. So obviously they are qualified for the round of 16, and it's going to be interesting to see who they play against. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, it didn't help now Didier really much because the players that he had on the field didn't prove a point to him. Some of them played a little bit out of position, and so he will be happy now to get back to his starting 11 in the next game. But depending on tonight, we know we are now on the way to the Argentina-Poland game. Depending on tonight, it could be Argentina. So that would be then a thriller for all of us. We can give only Tunisia a huge, huge compliment. But in all three games, not only tonight in their win against France, I think also in the first game against Denmark, we were highly impressed by them. They came out of there with a tie. And then their loss against Australia, and to give Australia all the compliments in the world for going through the knockout phase. But there they even had a positive performance as well. They just couldn't score. Now, finally, today, they did score with a beautiful run from Kasri. Well-deserved. They battled in the midfield. He won the ball. He went all the way by himself then and found a way through the French defense to score this nice goal. And that should give them a lot of pride. It should make the fans happy. But unfortunately, they are not in the tournament anymore.
Great. And you already mentioned they played a couple of players out of their position with Camavinga on the left. And we're also looking at their team shape. It looked like they played a 4-4-2 against the ball and in possession then a 4-3-3. But they only had Coman on one wing and Guendouzi kind of played in the half space. What do you think was the idea behind that, Jürgen?
If you want to kind of fit a second string of players into an entire team shape, then you have to make compromises. You know, you have to play the one or the other out of his regular position, because obviously if you want to give them all the playing time, you have to compromise it, like with Guendouzi playing on the wing. He does that in Marseille also here and there, but usually is one that roams into the middle and has a huge influence on the game in his club team. Today, unfortunately, he couldn't do that. But this is the price you pay then. You know that you're not getting exactly what you want out of your second group of players, because they've never played in that form together before. So I don't blame them at all, but you lose a game now, you give a game away. Hopefully they don't lose the momentum, because they played very well in the first two games, France, and is certainly among their favorites for winning this World Cup. But now it will be interesting to see who they're going to catch in the round of 16.
Now, we mentioned the change in shape for France. It was actually the amount of changes they made in the game as well probably reflected that in possession shape change. So looking at our team shape metric, it actually showed them playing more of a 2-4-2-2 in possession. So like you mentioned, Arna, with Guendouzi coming inside more in that sort of fourth attacking line, as well as Fofana, so a little bit higher, joining Guendouzi in that line with Colomani and Coman in the last attacking line. But with Coman very far, you know, detached from the rest of the team, so it was quite heavily condensed on that left side of France's attack. And I think that was probably reflected in some of the other statistics as well, with Tunisia recording 10 defensive line breaks, so indicating that quick start and that fast start in the first 30 to 40 minutes, with France only registering one defensive line break in that time. So, yeah, the reflection of the team shape and the change may have impacted France somewhat.
And Jerry, only this morning we had our media briefing after the first 32 games, and we spoke about the reduced number of take-ons in those first 32 games. But if we look at the goal tonight by Kasri, he gets the ball, he drives at that defensive line. You know, I think, yes, we've seen a reduced number, but tonight the ability of him and the passion of him to drive at that line probably created that goal-scoring opportunity for him.
I think that's what the fans want to see, that the players have the courage go in one situation and try to finish the action, and that's what the fans want. And today I think Tunisia showed it with the emotion, with passion, that they want to win this game. And it was a great individual moment from Kasri, and yeah, that's, I hope the next round we could see more from case of this situation.
Yes, a great dribble indeed. But Farid, I suppose you would have been not so happy with your defenders in that situation.
Yeah, I think the French side that Didier Deschamps used today was a soft side. I agree with Jürgen. They didn't show the enough commitment and the concentration and intensity. Mandanda, who is making his first appearance in this World Cup, his third World Cup in his career, struggled a little bit, ups and downs, securing some balls and doubtful in another one, but in the goal, unfortunately, he gives priority to make a save with his feet and goes in a position when his legs are in front of his body, and unfortunately for him, there is no reaction after your position. It's already done. And from the side of Tunisia, Damen, I think that made a decent game, doubtful also in a couple of crosses, but very, very concentrated and behind the or underneath the goal. He has a lot of good and fast reaction. And yeah, I also want to say that unfortunately for Tunisia, they are knocked out. But intensity-wise, with all the spirit and behind all of these nice fans, I think they deserve it maybe a little bit more.
Thank you, guys. Thank you all for listening. We are now on our way to watch the game between Argentina and Poland, and soon we will find out who France and Australia, who only made it the second time in their history to the knockout stages in a World Cup, will face in the next round. Have a nice evening and join us later again. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to FIFA Insight Live, a Highway 61 production for FIFA Training Center. For more information and insight throughout the 2022 FIFA World Cup, visit fifatrainingcenter.com.